Support for this podcast and the following message comes from Santander Bank, featuring Simply Right Checking, a checking account that's built for you, so you can bank when, where, and how you want. Visit santanderbank.com/simple to learn more.
Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Coco Express, part of the Blog Talk Radio Network. Your host on the Coco Express is Aurelia Lyles. She's all about keeping it real. Great guests, interesting topics, so get on board. Listen, learn, live.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Coco Express Show for Saturday, the 30th of March, 2013. It is such a beautiful day out today, and normally we do our show at 12:30. However, we changed the time, to accommodate a situation, and then they had the original time, so these things happen. And I know you're probably tired of me saying that, but live radio can really, really be unpredictable. However, on my last show I had one of hip hop's legends, Big Daddy Kane, and I have to admit that I really enjoyed the interview, and it was great to be able to have a conversation to find out how people transition into a different phase in their life, and it was really great. And I can't say that, you know, it was something I would soon forget. I will not forget that particular interview. There are a few others that I wouldn't forget as well. And I am just grateful for the opportunity. Last Saturday, we were live, and many of you probably heard some of the details as to what was going on while we were live. And basically, I commute to do the shows on Saturday that we do live from out of state. And unfortunately, last Saturday was traffic beyond measure, and I didn't anticipate that kind of traffic, and it caught me off guard. And once I was kind of thrown off, I got my address mixed up and my directions and traffic. The local traffic was a little unpredictable as well. So, but we were able to get through the show, and it was an amazing show. We had Mr. Angelo Ellaby on the show, and he delivered such a profound message regarding maturing and getting older and being prepared for the opportunities that are put upon you. And I have to say that I'm glad we were able to get the show up and going. And today we have an amazing young man with us today. His name is Trevante. I listen to his music, and he reminds me, or his sound reminds me so much of Michael Jackson. And it's really interesting that, you know, he's able to capture that, and it's just, you know, amazing. He's a young man, he's very talented, and I'm not going to spend too much time talking about him. I'd rather let him have the opportunity to speak for himself. We're going to listen to some of his music, and we're going to get to know Trevante. So please, ladies and gentlemen, allow me the opportunity to introduce to you Trevante. Hello.
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
All is well. All is well. Happy. Blessed.
Oh, good. That's excellent. I have to tell you that when I was listening to your music, because I listened to Be My Girl a while back, and then I was listening to, I think it was, which one was it? I wrote it down, Special. You sound a lot like Michael Jackson.
Oh, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It's a big compliment.
You're quite welcome. Do you hear that often?
Yeah, I kind of do sometimes, you know, which it's surreal to me because Michael Jackson is a big influence on my career.
Mm-hmm.
I really, you know, he's a big influence, him and Prince and DeBarge and, you know, so many other, you know, great artists, but Michael Jackson definitely is the number one influence, you know, so that's truly incredible. I'm very humbled by that.
Oh, great. Now, tell us a little bit about you. You're originally from Atlanta, correct?
No, I'm originally from Houston.
Houston, oh.
Houston, yeah, yeah. And I moved to Atlanta when I was about 9, 10, 11 years old with my family. And it's just been a crazy ride since then, but I'm originally from Houston.
Okay.
Yeah.
Houston, Texas. Everything big in Texas, huh?
We have good food and you know, we have some great places out there. You know, I love Texas. You know, it keeps me grounded every time I go there, see my grandmother and all my family, and we just hang out and, you know, eat some good food.
How did you get started in the industry?
How did I get started? Well, actually, I've always kind of been around it. My mom did radio for 6 years. My dad was signed to Atlantic Records like 13 years ago. So, you know, my family's always been, you know, involved in it. But I really fell in love with it at an early age. You know, I remember being, you know, being 6, 7 years old, listening to nothing but old school music like Motown and, you know, Temptations, Frankie Lyman, and, you know, just old school music, and, you know, really realizing this is what I wanted to do at an early age. And, you know, I told my mom and dad, say, I want to sing. And it's like, no, you don't want to sing. I think they were more, you know, nervous because they know how crazy this business can get at times. And then I don't think they realized how, like, serious I was about it till they heard me singing. And you know, they heard me sing, and they was like, okay. And my dad, you know, he really took a chance. He started writing songs for me at an early age. And we said, okay, I'm going to give you this song, and I'm going to give you this song called Girlfriend. If you can sing this song, see how fast you can learn it. If you can learn the song fast, then I'll write you some more songs. And it started like that. And then by the time I got 11, my mom started her own record label called Sell Some Records. And we moved to Atlanta, and then the rest is soon to be history.
Oh, okay. It's history in the making, because you
Absolutely. Yes,
you are very young. You're, what, 20?
No, not at all.
No,
I'm actually 18.
Really? Oh, you
yes,
seem
yes,
so much
ma'am.
More mature. That's why I said that. Wow. That's fantastic. Now, I understand that you also do some writing as well.
Yes, ma'am. I love to write. I love that. You know, I write a lot. Wrote a lot of songs on my album. A song called Change the World, which is really, you know, an incredible record to me. It reminds me of, you know, my version of Heal the World or We Are the World.
Mm-hmm.
I've written songs for the OMG Girls, Jacob Lattimore, you know, different artists. But, you know, I love to write, you know, absolutely. And I love to study. I'm always studying different, you know, different musicians and everything. So that's definitely a big passion of mine.
Now, I'm going to play Special so people can really hear exactly what it is I meant by you sound a lot like Michael Jackson. So you don't mind, do you?
Not at all.
Okay. Thank you.
Problem.
No, it's not Special. It's Special or Superstar. Which one is it?
It's called Superstar.
Right, Superstar.
It was written by Ne-Yo.
Oh,
a really great song.
Okay.
Yeah, I love
it. Here we go.
Even halfway high to she let her through. She light up the plug when she come through. Body like a electric when you do.
Bad to the mother, baby.
Might as well not be around. Perfect from her head to pretty toes. Can't call her a dime, but she's for more. If she was mine, I'd never let go.
Special to me.
Special to me.
Oh,
Okay, now my question to you is, how did it feel working with Neo on this particular song?
Oh, well, you know, actually, I actually didn't get a chance to work with him when I did this record. But I worked with, yeah, that was the crazy part about it. But it was so amazing recording this record. I heard the record. Ron Fair actually played me this record. And he played it for me. He said, this will be a good song for you to you know, to record, see how it comes out. And a very good friend of mine in the industry, his name is Mishka. He's a talented vocal producer and amazing writer. He actually vocal produced me and recorded me for this song. And we had so much fun recording this record, and it was just great. Me being able to put my spin on it as well. So I had so much fun. But I believe Neo heard the record, though. I think he's heard the record, so I think he likes it. So.
Oh, great. That's excellent. I mean, it's must be interesting being in. I don't really have too much familiarity with, you know, how the music industry works and all the the intricacies rather that goes along with that. So that's interesting to know that you can sing someone's song and never meet the person that wrote the song, you know, personally.
Oh yeah, that happens a lot of times. You know, this business is really, really crazy at times, and it's just, the thing about it is you always have to be on your toes, you know, and just be prepared. And I learned that at a very early age. Like I can remember my first studio session was with Diane Warren. You know, if you don't know who Diane Warren is, she's, you know, probably the biggest writer ever, you know, wrote nothing but number one records, you know. Christina Aguilera, Toni Braxton, DeBarge, just number one. And I remember that was my first session. And I recorded two amazing records with her. And then I remember being at the airport. I was in L.A. for a week, and I'm at the airport getting ready to go home, and I get a call saying, hey, go home, but you got to be back here tomorrow night because you have to get in the studio with Chris Brown. And so it was just like, you know, you just have to just be ready.
Mm-hmm.
You never know what will happen, you know, so I love it, though.
Now, what do you do about school? What have you done about school?
I actually had I was homeschooled, so that was a good thing about it. You know, I graduated early, though, but it kind of, you know, it was a little sad at the beginning because I got, you know, I wasn't able to go to public school. I only went to elementary school, you know, but, that's the way it is. I definitely love the one-on-one feeling, you know, that I got, you know, when I was in, you know, when I was in homeschool. So I had to do what I had to do, and I loved it. You know, I got my work done, had to go to the studio. And again, all this was at a very early age, too, so. You know,
so you miss proms and all those other things that go along with it.
Actually, I just attended my first prom. You know,
really?
I went with a good friend of mine. So that was a lot of fun. You know, getting to go to prom and have a limo and the experience. I felt like somebody normal for once. You know, had the suit. You know, the tuxedo. So that was kind of fun. You know.
Oh, great. Now, how do you remain so humble? I mean, what is it that keeps you humble in this industry?
Well, you know, I think it's all about who you have around you. You know, you are who you hang around, you know, and what you hang around. I keep my circle very small. And I have, you know, nothing but positive people around me. You know, I have a good friend of mine. My best friend, DJ, he goes everywhere with me. Just I keep my circle really small, you know, and good friend of mine who's sitting right by me, Lil Manny, who's a good friend of mine as well, but I keep my circle very small. Then I have my mother involved as well, too, and that's a big, you know, a really huge thing for me. You know, she's one of my managers, you know, so I don't really make a decision, you know, without her. So if my mom doesn't like it, we don't do it, you know, because mother, you know, moms know best, you know. So.
Yeah, I understand that one. Now, your trademark are your braids, correct? That's your trademark.
Is that what it was?
You have all that long hair. And
yeah, it's so funny. Everybody used to tell me, like in the industry, like friends of mine, like producers and stuff, they would say, you should cut your hair, cut your hair. And I said, no, I'm not going to cut my hair. I'm not going to cut my hair. And I actually recently cut a little bit. I still have long hair, but I cut a little bit. I don't have the braids anymore. I won't be doing the braids anymore. But I have a new style that I'm really comfortable with, and I really like it. And, you know, that's all that matters. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you like the long hair. You don't want to go short. Totally.
No, not right now. No, I love my hair too much, you know. It's short in the front, but, I still I got to rock the long hair. That's just me, you know. That's Shavante.
Okay, now we have another song, and it's called Love. Can you tell us a little bit about that one?
Oh, absolutely. I love this record. And that's what the world needs today, more love, you know. That's why all my songs represent just love and purity and honesty and just positive energy, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So this record right here is really special to me. It's called Love. It's just a really great R&B record. You know, it was written by, three incredible songwriters, you know, and I'm really happy about this record. I hope you guys enjoy it. It's called Love.
Okay, so, here we go.
Yes.
Guitar boy.
Performing, yes.
In my spare time, I like to study. I'm always studying different things. Like, I remember when I was younger, I used to anticipate going on tour and everything. So what I would do is I would be at the computer, and I would, let's say if I was watching Backstreet Boys in concert, I would take that audio. I knew how to make my own show. So what I would do is I would take the audio from that concert, like all the screens and everything,
mm-hmm.
and I would make my own playlist. I'd make like an hour and a half, 2 hour show, and I would actually sit there and create it. Like, you know, so when I say, "Are y'all ready?" you actually hear the screens like, you know, and I would do that, and I would make that CD, and I would burn the CD, and then I would set up my living room like it was a stage, go upstairs, shower, put on the, you know, my performance clothes, and then I'd do the show every night. I used to do stuff like that. But, you know, I'm a weird kid. But really, like I said, I love to study. I love to just hang out and just chill and, you know, maybe go to the movies every now and then. I'm a real laid-back, chill person, you know. But I just like to just be cool. I don't like to do too much, you know.
Well, do you have a hobby other than performing?
I like basketball, you know. I like to play video games. I like to watch movies, you know. I'll go get some DVDs, just, you know. Like I said, I like to keep it real simple, you know. Hang out with a few of my friends and, you know, do stuff like that. Maybe go to Six Flags, you know, when it's hot and everything. So stuff like that, yeah.
Now, people recognize you and they know who you are. How do you handle that kind of attention?
How do I handle it? It's funny. I was just in the mall the other day and got recognized so many times because, you know, like it's so crazy when I'll be like shopping or just looking around and they'll act like they're not like looking at me and they'll just keep passing by me. I love it. You know, I embrace it. I want to meet you. You know, don't be shy. Like, you know, if you don't come up to me, I'll come up to you and, you know, and definitely give you a hug and just say hi. Like, you know, I don't look at myself as I'm Trevante or I'm on my way to, you know, I don't look at that. I just like to have fun. And if you're a fan of mine or if you like what I do, if you respect what I do, then, you know, it's all good. I just love to be positive, you know. And I, like I said, everything around me is positive. I don't have no negativity. So the way I embrace it, I just love to embrace it, you know, embrace everything.
That is excellent. Now, do you have any tours coming, any shows coming up? Are you on tour? What's your schedule like now?
Well, the video will be dropping next week, Bad Girl featuring Lil Twist. That's my new single. And I have a lot of, like, promo and stuff coming up. And I do have a tour that's in the works. I don't want to announce it yet because, you know, I want to wait till, you know, it's all 100%, you know. But you'll probably be hearing about that soon. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have a big tour.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Now, I have another, it's just a snippet of Battleship. What is that about? I listened to it.
No, well, you know, Battleship is just a great record. It's me maturing and becoming,
mm-hmm.
you know, a little bit older. And that was influenced by, I would say, R. Kelly. So, you know, I'm a big fan of R. Kelly and, you know, Trey Songz and Maxwell, you know, So I think those three kind of inspired that song.
Really?
Vocally, yeah. And the concept of the song, well, you just have to listen to it and tell me what you think about it. Battleship, yeah.
Well, I'm going to play what I have. I only have like a couple, you know, a minute of it. So I'm going to let our listeners hear it, and then I'll tell you what I think.
Please do.
Okay, let me just go
all right.
back.
Battleship.
Got your bags ready? Yeah, for sure. We gon' go all the way tonight on that 12th place. Check it out.
This is the last call for you to come on my ship. I'ma take you on a trip tonight.
To you. never felt a touch so gentle with the weight that knocks me off my feet. You know, baby.
Oh, no. No, don't stop.
You know what we're going to do.
Okay, I'm done.
Okay, all right now. I have to clap, but I have to applaud on that one. Thank you. Okay. Oh, well, I think that you're just taking a special trip.
I mean, you know, I love, yeah, definitely. You know, like I said, that song was inspired by, you know, you grow. I'm 18 years old, and you grow, and you experience things. And the song speaks for itself. It's just, you know.
Yeah,
you know,
it does.
I mean, and really, and to be honest with you, I always say I feel like I should have been an artist in the 90s. I joke around, like, with my team,
mm-hmm.
and I say that because I love old school music. And when we wrote that song, you know, I was thinking about 12 Play, you know, R. Kelly,
mm-hmm.
TP2.com, which is one of my favorite albums of all time. So, you know, I just love to be creative, you know, so if you can relate to that song, then yeah, Battleship.
Yeah. So how can people contact you? You know, Twitter, you have a webpage. You know, how can they find you?
Absolutely. Well, you can hit me up on my website, Trevante.com. The new website will be up really, really soon. So look out for that. Go to my Twitter, Trevante Onem, TREVANTEONEM. Hit me up there. I'm always on there, so stay updated with me. And yeah, look out for the single Bad Girl featuring Lil Twist, April 2nd. Video will be the new joint today on 106 and Park and Fuse and everywhere else. So I'm really excited. So Imani Entertainment. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know you are a part of the Manny Haley household, I'll call it. And
absolutely.
How does it feel being under his wing?
Oh, it feels good, man. He's crazy, man. You know, Manny, you know, that's Manny Haley. You know, he's a good guy. You know, he took me under his wing at an early age. You know, I met him when I was 15. I met him in the Applebee's. He made me sing New Edition, Cool It Now, because it was playing in Applebee's. So he was like, sing this song. So, and the rest is history in the making. So shout out to Manny Haley, you know, everybody at Imani Entertainment. What up, Yaya?
That is excellent. Wonderful. I'm so glad we had this opportunity. I'm just, how can I put it? You really have me kind of like, wow. I'm like, wow, this is such a mature young man.
Oh, thank you.
You know, you are grounded. You have you're humble. And these qualities are very rare to find in the industry. And I'm just so glad and pleased that I've had this opportunity. And I want to thank you.
No, thank you so much. Thank you for everything. Thank you for your support, and thank you for letting me do this interview. I appreciate it.
Oh, you know, and I also want to thank Double Exposure for this opportunity as well, because they made it happen. And
yes, Double Exposure.
Indeed. So I'm going to let you go, and you're welcome back anytime, you know, to share more, because I love you, and I know my listeners will too.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
Okay. You have a great one, and I will keep my ear out for you, too. And don't go on that battleship too many times, okay?
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. Thank you so much.
Okay. Take care and have a wonderful, wonderful evening.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye. To all my listeners, that was Trevante. I have to tell you, I really enjoyed this one. This was an amazing interview with an amazing young man. He indeed has an outstanding future in front of him. And I am just going to sit back and watch and see it all happen. Please join me again on Monday. I'll be back with another show. And it's going to be really interesting. I'm not going to give you too many details, because I want you to come back and listen and hear what it is that we're going to be putting out for you. So until then, happy Easter to all. Happy Resurrection Sunday. And have a wonderful evening, and just take care of yourself and be well.
That's our show for today. So until next time, keep it real, listen, learn, and live.
Hola, soy Lola. No puedo contestar tu llamada. Hoy voy a luchar contra la máscara vengadora. Si gano, usaré el dinero para pagar por nuestro plan familiar de datos. Claro, pesa 300 libras, pero una vez tomé una clase de karate. Quizá ya es hora de un switch.
¿Atrapado en un mal plan familiar? Haz el switch al mejor plan familiar de Boost y obtén 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Metro PCS solo te da 2 gigas por línea por el mismo precio. 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Es fácil hacer el switch y más fácil ahorrar con Boost.
Hola, soy Lola. No puedo contestar tu llamada. Hoy voy a luchar contra la máscara vengadora. Si gano, usaré el dinero para pagar por nuestro plan familiar de datos. Claro, pesa 300 libras, pero una vez tomé una clase de karate. Quizá ya es hora de un switch.
¿Atrapado en un mal plan familiar? Haz el switch al mejor plan familiar de Boost y obtén 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Metro PCS solo te da 2 gigas por línea por el mismo precio. 4 líneas cada una con gigas sin límite por solo $100 al mes. Es fácil hacer el switch y más fácil ahorrar con Boost.